I have some youth questions tonight because the youth has a Sunday school that meets over there at 9 o'clock, and I'm just going to answer them all. So here we go. First question, what does it mean to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and is there a difference? This is a great question from the youth kids. This comes right here, the command, from Matthew 22, and the verses right before it, the religious people were questioning Jesus, and it says they were trying to trap him, asking him questions, but not with sincere, genuine curiosity, but manipulation and scheming. And Jesus exposes their dead religiosity. So the answer to this question is to genuinely love God without hypocrisy, without acting, without pretending, with your whole being, all that you are. So practically, let me make this simple. You already do this with other things. You already love things with your whole being. It's whatever is your treasure. It's whatever consumes your mind. This happens with other things. Whatever affects and controls your heart and touches your soul. And you can't even explain it. Every true Christian, every born-again Christ follower feels this. Genuine affection for Jesus, and they can't explain it to their unsaved family. We struggle. That's what it means. Second question. So what is challenging about loving God with your whole being? Sunday school teachers over there, I don't know what you're doing, but you're rocking it. You get youth kids to ask these kind of questions? This is great. Well, the answer to this is what is challenging about loving God with your whole being is that we love everything else instead. Whatever controls your heart is what you really love. Our sinful natures want to indulge in our sin. Our hearts are prone to wander and chase after lesser things. And youth, I just want you to be encouraged. This struggle will continue for the rest of your life. This is very depressing, I know. Lastly, last question. This is all from youth group. How do you love others as yourself when you don't love yourself? And when we first hear that, we sigh like, aw. But to be blunt, even sad and depressed people love themselves more than they love others. I know you didn't want to hear that, but often, what leads to sadness and depression is only thinking about myself. Why am I not like everyone else? Why am I not the pretty one? Why am I not the cool kid? Why did I get the crappy life? And so the answer is, this command is to care about other people and don't just think about yourself. So try something this week. Try something. Take notice about how many thoughts you have this week that are about yourself. Your life, your world, your happiness, your comfort, your joy, you. And then in comparison, see how many thoughts you have about others' lives and their world and others' happiness and others' comfort. Only Jesus loved perfectly. Only Jesus loved others perfectly. So follow him and let him change you from the inside out.